New Radio Sports Network and 105.1 The GOAT coming up on Saturday. We will have Gibraltar football as they face Leona Wabino in a Saturday matinee. And it's kind of crazy to say that, yeah, we've already had one of those. And we're joined by Gibraltar head coach Mike Peck. And coach, you know, because of that weird situation with the first game of the year where it started at night and it ended during the day, do you think that gives you any kind of extra edge knowing that you kind of got that day game out of the atmosphere? Because obviously the elements may not be as differential, but, you know, you don't have to worry about balls getting lost in the light and things like that.
No, I think it helps our kids. We've kind of went through it. I mean, our game started at 4 o'clock versus 1 o'clock. So they're at least kind of familiar with coming in on a Saturday or a weekend, whereas normally they'd have that day off. So I think having that, I guess you would call it a live run, not a dry run, should help us in the long run. And hopefully our kids will be able to feed off some of the energy that they brought the last Saturday. And we'll see that again this weekend.
And you had that tough loss last week at Three Lakes, had the long bus ride, had the weekend to kind of stew over that. And when you had a chance to kind of clear your mind and take a look at the tape, what were some of the things that stuck out to you that you tried talking to your team about this week?
A lot of what we talked about on Monday, or actually technically Tuesday at our film session, was a lot of what we talked about after the game. I had the ability to watch the film on the bus ride home, and I didn't see anything that shocked me based on what I saw from the sideline. We faced a team that probably, in all actuality, on Friday night was better than us, or Thursday night, I guess. Hopefully, if we get a chance to go up against them in the playoffs, our kids will make some adjustments and we'll be ready to play them again.
What was maybe the biggest thing that, in terms of execution, just didn't happen in that game?
At least I can talk defensively, I think the biggest thing was our pre-snap alignment that just needs to change. We may have been, off by what to the kids seems like a minor adjustment, but to the way the play should work, it was a huge adjustment versus maybe being on a kid's shoulder versus being completely in the gap. And so some of those things are what we focused on in our film session on Tuesday night, and trying to correct how we line up so that we don't give the offense an advantage before the ball's ever snapped.
And how did the team come back on Tuesday? Like we mentioned, you gave them the weekend off, a chance to kind of recharge the batteries, get ready for what ended up being an interesting first day of school. And did you kind of notice maybe an extra jump in their step that maybe you wouldn't have been able to see if it wasn't a loss going into a holiday weekend?
I think we noticed a lot of recharged kids. We left for a Thursday night, and there are a lot of kids that I think, even though they may have started, you know, a lot of our games in the spring and then came out and played this game, I would say in my three years as head coach and my 4 years in the program, this is probably one of our toughest two games that we had. I think the kids found out that there's possibly another gear to varsity football when you're playing a team that obviously has aspirations. And I know Three Lakes has one senior and a pretty determined sophomore class that have some lofty goals. And I think our kids found out that when you're playing a team that's that focused, they came in and they were definitely tough. And I think the rest that we got helped us recuperate and be ready for a solid week going into Wabino game here.
And you've had a chance now to take a look at Leona Wabino. I believe we saw them a couple of seasons ago, kind of a run-heavy attack, if I remember right. Has that scheme changed at all, even though the personnel may have changed?
They've changed pretty much, at least as far as what's on tape. They've went very pass-heavy and very run-light. So it's almost a direct opposite of what our film from 3 years ago says. So actually, as a matter of fact, after watching a couple of scouting films, I didn't even pull up our film from 3 years ago because I don't know that it would benefit us a whole lot.
And how crazy is that? Now, obviously, we know in high school football and a little bit in the college ranks as well, sometimes you have to form the game plan around, you know, just the talent that you have. So obviously, maybe the running talent wasn't there for them, but the passing talent was. But, I mean, is that kind of hard to believe that, you pretty much couldn't even use that tape to even look at the scheme at all, let alone the personnel?
It's a little shocking, but I think similar to the college game, I think the eight-man game is evolving faster than most people know, and I think some of the, like a lot of these programs that we're starting to play are now, they've been in eight-man for 3 to 4 years, whereas when we first played them, it might have been their first year transitioning from 11-man to eight-man, and I think there might be some things after you sit down and reevaluate your scheme at the end of the year that you like to change, because at the eight-man game, you want to be in the space. You want your kids having the ability to make moves, and sometimes some of them traditional power formations from the 11-man game don't translate very well to the eight-man game.
Did their defense at least change a little bit?
Their defense looks pretty standard. Looks like they're going to play a 3-3 front. It's pretty much what most teams that we face play, so that gives us some comfort level, at least for our offense going into the game. So hopefully we'll see a pretty successful offense putting up similar numbers that we put up the first couple weeks.
Going with your offense now, as we talk to Mike Peck ahead of Saturday's Leona-Wabino game. Game one, it was Bayless Salm that really stuck out offensively. Obviously, Sam Lindenberg has played major roles in both wins. Last week, it was Will Friedenfels. And how important is that for your offense to have kind of different targets? So, the opposing defensive coordinator can't really say, okay, well, if we stop this guy, we stop everything.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things about our offense is it's kind of hard to figure out exactly who is going to be the person that shines that week. Like you said, you had Baylor the first week, we had Will the second week. I mean, Sam's pretty constant, but it just depends on what the matchups are as to which wide receiver slash running back that we will try to feature each week. We may not know that till the end of the first half.
And it looked like last week Jake Schar was banged up. Did the extra time off allow some of the players that maybe had some nagging injuries, or in Jake's case, one that kept them out, to return this week?
Most of our kids with the nagging injuries are fine. Jake Schar was going in to talk to the doctor, and we'll know more later this afternoon.
All right, very good. Well, once again, it will be Gibraltar. Well, before we sign off, we got to have you fill in the blank here, Coach. Gibraltar wins on Saturday if?
I think if we can come out and identify formations defensively and cover the receivers. I think you're going to see the ball thrown around quite a bit this weekend, so I think it's going to rely a lot on our linebackers and secondary to carry us this game.
All right, you heard it right here. Time for a sky show this Saturday afternoon in Fish Creek as Gibraltar welcomes Leona-Wabino. We'll have the pregame show at 12:30 p.m. Almost said 6:30. It's still afternoon game. Still a little weird. 1 p.m. kickoff start. Coach, we wish you good luck, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Sounds good, Tim. Talk to you later.
And you're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.